Okay, well, we will start this evening, and as you know, we have a very powerful moon this evening in Scorpio, in the sign of Scorpio, and it's a scarlet-red moon. So, you know, it is, and the moon is in Scorpio, and the ruling planets are Pluto and Mars. And Mercury, and so, and Scorpio is a transformative energy. In Scorpio, we are invited into the darkness and asked to shine the light of the soul into all of our places, all of the places in us that are rigid and crystallized. We invoke the soul and its presence and transform these pockets of darkness within each of us. And so this is what's happening in the planet at the moment. We have, you know, the election and all of these different things that are happening, but we have the ascension process, and we are moving along the ascension process into the fifth dimension. And this year we have each individual on Earth will go 13 steps. And of those 13 steps, as we go through these 13 steps, they take us to different levels of realization about ourselves and about the world about us and about who we are. And so as they take us deeper into the fifth dimension, they take us deeper within ourselves. And so not only do we have 13 steps, but we have 13 interdimensional gateways as well. And this year was the fifth step for each of us, and it was also the fifth interdimensional gateway, which was opened on Iona at autumn equinox. And this year, as you all know, it's about awakening to clarity. And awakening to clarity is asking us to look at our shadow. And so if you go to all the energy around the election, it is asking us, America, to look at its shadow. And so because we are deeply involved in the American shadow at the moment, and so it is only way out of it is through love. And if you think about Rumi's poems, all they, you know, it is in his poetry, he says that love is the soul of the universe. It embraces all people, all countries, and all religions. And it is our goal to know love in all its glorious forms. And every prophet, every practice, and every form of worship leads us towards love, is in essence leading us to oneness. And in all of that, and this is what's going on at the moment, we are being asked to look deeply within ourselves, and to see the beauty of who we are and what we are, and not get caught up in the drama. Because if we get caught up in the drama, we're getting involved in the mainstream news media, which can be very harmful to us if it's swallowed. So we don't want to go there. We want to take responsibility for ourselves. And in taking responsibility for ourselves, it asks us, responsibility really means how we respond. And so if we respond negatively, we're taking ourselves into negativity. We are taking ourselves out of love. And when we take ourselves out of love, we are taking ourselves out of alignment with the cosmic beings that we are, the cosmic temples that we are, the temples of light that we are. And so when we get involved in the drama, and even the drama of Facebook, you know, the drama that's going on in Facebook at the moment is amazing. And in the news media, you know, every time you turn on the radio, when I'm in the car, turn on the radio, there is absolutely nothing on NPR except all about the election. And everybody is wondering how he's going to do this, how he's going to do that. You have people worrying about, because they have a green card, is he going to kick them out? You know, they're legitimate residents. He is, you know, sort of, I don't know where people get these crazy ideas from. It totally blows my mind of where people come up with these ideas, and they feed on all of this. And you know, our great mainstream media, like I said, is very harmful if it's swallowed, and people believe all of the crapola that comes out there. It is like, you know, the time has come for us. It's like reading the label. You go into the grocery store and you read, and you have, say, candida. And you want to make sure that you're not taking anything that's going to upset your candida. It's the same thing with life. You don't want to get involved in anything that's going to upset your connection with the light. We are beings of light. We are here. After 2,000 years of gestation, the second coming is taking place. It is taking place within each one of us. It is asking us to be who we are, the divine beings, to finally come to oneness. And this is what all of this year is about. It's about getting rid of our shadow, recognizing our shadow, embracing our shadow, knowing that we have this within each one of us, and not sweeping it under the carpet and say, oh no, I don't suffer from anger, I don't, you know, I don't do this, I don't do that. But we do. We all have these issues. There is nobody perfect. And so it is for each of us. And, you know, if we get involved in all of this drama that's going at the moment, how are we helping with the building of the second coming? How are we helping with the building of the new age, the new dawn? Because we're not in alignment. So it is for each of us to be awake and aware and walk the pathway of love without judgment, without fear. Fear is what brings things into our lives. We live in an abundant universe. And if we stay in our heart, everything comes right. We stay in our heart without judgment, without fear or prejudice. We are dealing with our dweller on our threshold. We are embracing the divinity of our oneness. And so it is for each of us at this time to be people of goodwill and to stay outside the box. Don't get caught up in all the drama. I, for myself, don't get caught up in all the drama because I don't vote. I've stepped outside the box since 1996. I haven't voted since 1996. I don't believe in it anymore. I believe in looking outside the box and just working with my energy, knowing that divine right action will take place. And this is just me. This is the way that I deal with it. And so, you know, and if you look at all of the energies of the ascension process and the seven rays, and the seven rays, you look into it, and everything that says in the seven rays in ray one is known as the great destroyer. And it is now, because we are moving into the fifth dimension, and the great battle between the fifth and sixth dimension is taking place, because you have, or not dimension, six rays. You have ray six, which is all about fundamentalism and everything like that, and that is on its way out. So it's like the last hurrahs, the 8 days. And here you have ray seven, which is coming in, the water bearer. And you have all of this coming in. And so we have a whole new spiritual energy coming in. We have the energy of the divine feminine, of the Christ consciousness. And the Christ consciousness has absolutely nothing to do with Christianity. Christianity hijacked parts of the Christ consciousness and used it for their own being and for to control people. And so it is no different to what we believe that the One World Order is doing at the moment, but that is all now being... thanks to Mr. Trump, the One World Order people are in disarray. And then you have the other big thing that happened with England leaving the EU. That has put another big dent in the aspirations of the One World Order people. So if we just stay focused and see ourselves building and stay in meditation and stay in the light, we help build these new steps. And everything, if you look at everything that's happened, the Republican Party is now in total disarray. It has no clue what it's about. The same for the Democrats. They have to go back to the drawing board and look. And this is what Ray One is all about. It says that we destroy, transmute, or dissolve anything that no longer serves humanity. Ray Two is about bringing in the new blueprint, bringing in the energy of the new blueprint. And we are the people who bring in that energy of the new blueprint. And Ray Three is the builder. So these are all the things that are happening as we ascend into the fifth dimension. So it is very important for each of us to stay in the light. And in 1244, the Cathars left behind a prophecy that said in 1986, the Church of Love would reemerge in the world. And they also left behind a mantra which says, I am the light. I am the fountain of light. I am the truth. I am all consciousness. I am all being. I am the spirit of love, deep, unconditional, and forever. My gift to the light which is around me is the spark of life. I carry it freely, generously, in purity of the soul, and thus it shall be forever and ever. And so, you know, don't remember, that was written back in 1244. And they wrote a whole prophecy as well in 1244. You know, if anybody ever wants it, just send me an email and I will send it to you. And you know, Sartre, we are all pilgrims. And if we look at ourselves as being pilgrims and the road that we travel, we carry the road of light because we are temples of light. And I'm going to read you a little something about a pilgrim. Pilgrim. How your journey on the road you choose to find out why the wind die and where the stories go. All days come from one day, that which you must know. You cannot change what's over, but only where you go. One way leads to diamonds, one way leads to gold, another leads you only to everything you're told. In your heart you wonder, which of these is true? The road that leads you nowhere or the road that leads to you? Will you find the answer in all you say and do? Will you find the answer in you? Each heart is a pilgrim. Each one wants to know the reason why the wind die and where the stories go. Pilgrims, in your journey, you may travel far. For pilgrims, it's a long way to find out who you are. And this is a time where we are each looking to find who we are. We are looking to find within our heart the beauty of each of us, our divinity, the beauty that we are. And, you know, we are heading and you know, sort of the externalization of the hierarchy. It is said, and I believe that it is coming in 2025, because of the 13 steps that I was talking about and the 13th interdimensional gateways. The 13th step, or the 13th interdimensional gateway, is on winter solstice 2023, taking us in for the whole year of 2024. And my belief and my understanding is that in 2025, we go into a whole new vibrational. We have now then moved firmly into the fifth dimension. And so as we go through each of these steps and over the next, you know, 10 years, we're going to have lots of changes. Lots and lots of changes. I think in 2017, I believe that even, you know, Rome is going to fall. All of these different things are going to happen because it can no longer continue on being what it is, says it's going to be because it's a lie. And so we have all of these things happening and all of these different things changing in the world. And all of our government departments that no longer serve humanity are going to change as well. Possibly all the ways that we do business And as we have this battle between the two of the raids, and so, anyway, if anybody has any questions before we go on to the meditation, I'd be happy to answer them for them. And so, I'm just, my belief and my love is that for each of us, that we find our way, where we find it within our heart, that everybody that we meet is us, irrespective of their race or creed or color or anything else. We are all part of the oneness. We are all God's children. And it is for each of us to embrace all of that and to embrace irrespective of what happens all around us. If you stay in your presence, if you just be, you can change the vibration. And if you want to test it sometime, go to a party and just stand inside the door and don't say a word to anybody. And eventually, a lot of people in the room will turn around and start looking at you, because by your very presence, you can change the vibration of the room. You can change the vibration of any place or anything by just being you, staying in your heart and feeling the love, the compassion and the forgiveness that you have for yourself. It is extremely important that each of us have love, compassion, and forgiveness for ourselves. And of course, gratitude. Gratitude is very, very important, that we have gratitude for ourselves, because we are amazing beings and we have come through many challenges in our lives, and we will continue to come through all of these challenges. So let us take a few deep breaths and get ourselves into a place of peace and joy. And we feel the energy of the golden flame, of the meditation of the golden flame. And we feel this energy come within us. And we go to our heart. And there it is. We have this beautiful golden flame coming out of a pink lotus. And this golden flame is just coming. And it's warming our heart and each and every cell in our body. Because this golden flame, the light of spirituality, is anchored within each one of us. It is for us to ignite this flame and lift this flame up to our high heart, awakening everything to do with our heart. And as we awaken everything to do with our heart, we send that energy out around the world. We become temples of light. And this light stays with us continuously. And when we feel ourselves in fear, all we have to do is go into our heart and feel this flame and allow the energy of the golden flame to emanate out through each of us. And as we do that, we find peace, because the golden flame is the spark of love that is within each one of us. And as this flame emanates out through our body, it changes the vibrations of the world about us. As we change ourselves, so too goes the world. And the flame, we lift it higher up to our throat chakra. And there we feel it, opening our throat chakra to the beauty of communication. And we feel this beauty of communication. And now in this Aquarian age, we're being asked to be impeccable with our words, to listen to the vibration of the sounds that emanate from each of us. These can be positive or negative. It is each person's choice. But as we become aware of the sound that emanates from us, it becomes light. Because we are consciously aware of the sounds that emanate from us. And we have the golden flame lifting us higher and making us more aware. And the flame continues on up to our third eye, awakening us to the beauty and the gifts of who we are, the gifts of the Mother, awakening us to our clairvoyance, clairaudience, our psychic abilities, all of the things that flow to our lives, all of the gifts, the healings, all of the different modalities, all flow in, all gifts of the Mother. And now the golden flame continues on up, out through our crown chakra, opening us up to the cosmos. And here we are, temples of light, connected to the cosmos. The energy flowing out into the cosmos. All the strands of light being woven together into one powerful energy, the energy of oneness. And we continue the light on up to our soul star, which is about 8 inches above our crown chakra. And there we have this beautiful soul star. And we connect up with the golden flame there. And our soul star is radiant with this beautiful golden flame. And now we're going to take the flame from our soul star, and we're going to go to Tara in Ireland, the seat of the High Kings and the Druids, of the ancient wisdom of the Atlanteans. And we connect in there with the golden flame that is already anchored there. And we take our energy and we move it there. Now we have this amazing golden flame. And the energy of this golden flame in Ireland is emanating out all over Europe, all over Ireland, transmuting all that no longer serves humanity. And now there is a beautiful ley line that connects Tara with the Great Pyramid at Giza. So we're going to travel along the ley line and go to the Great Pyramid at Giza. And there, out of the Pyramid at Giza, comes an amazing golden flame of the ancient wisdom, of the teachings of Thoth. All of these ancient wisdoms coming out with the golden flame, emanating out all over Egypt. The energy of it, transmuting and transforming the Middle East, awakening the people to their ancient wisdom, awakening them to the beauty of who they are as they bring peace to the Middle East. Egypt is the anchor of peace to the Middle East. And now this golden flame travels along the ley line back to Ireland, to Tara. And it weaves itself around the golden flame at Tara. And now we have this amazing energy. And we feel this energy within our body. We feel connected to this energy. And now we travel the other direction out towards the west of Ireland. And we end up at Lake Titicaca in Peru. And here again, in the middle of the lake, is another big golden flame. And here we connect in with the crystalline energy and with the ancient energy again of Atlantis. And this energy floats up into the air and emanates out all over Peru and Bolivia and all of the Americas. And we feel this energy. We are being energized by this energy, also by the crystalline energy. We are connected to this powerful energy. And now we bring the golden flame back along the ley line again, connecting it back into Tara and weaving it around the flame that is there. And now we have the threefold golden flame. And we are connected to this threefold golden flame. And now we are going to take the energy of this flame and we're going to take it to the White House, into the Oval Office, where the flame is already anchored. And we're going to energize the White House, the Oval Office. And as we do so, connecting into this energy emanates out from the White House, all over Capitol Hill, serving to transmute and dissolve everything that no longer serves humanity. We see the beauty of the light. We feel the beauty of the energy. We feel this energy of this golden flame transforming, transmuting, dissolving all that no longer serves us or serves humanity. We see the new dawn. We feel the new energies. We feel the love. We feel the compassion. We feel the gratitude. And we embrace it. And we feel the beauty within ourselves as we connect into this energy at any time. We know we are beings of light, temples of light. And we know that the full moon is a time when all of us can connect. And we weave this consciousness, this tapestry of love, this tapestry of light. Because we are the builders of the new dawn. We build it with our light, with the golden flame. Because we are the golden flame, that spark that burns within each of us, the spark of spirituality. And now we rest in this flame and the energies, sending them out all over the United States, all over Capitol Hill, and allowing it to emanate out through all of the agencies, everything. And when we are done, we bring ourselves back into the room, grateful for all we have experienced. Shanti. Thank you.
Finbar. It's Fred and Karen.
He's in meditation.
Probably over.